Well, you know, I heard about the hatchery fire and I got nauseated. I got physically ill thinking about all the fish dying and the fish that wouldn't be going out to be caught by our fishermen and how that was going to impact our town and the whole area. And I just thought, oh my gosh, what if they don't build it? I mean, no one has said either way, but I thought, what's a positive thing we can do from our community to let the people that have the checkbook know that it is so, so important to our region?
So you came up with a letter writing campaign, and specifically you want to try to get the word out to former Petersburg resident Cora Campbell.
You bet. And, go to the top of the heap.
Right.
None of this on the way up stuff. Go
pull
to
on,
the top.
Pull on the heartstrings and talk to her about fishing at Blind Slough, right?
Yeah. Well, one thing we wanted to do was to get kids involved, and I have talked with Principal Erica, and when the kids get back from spring break at the elementary school, they're going to work on projects. And I'm hoping that they'll be really creative and not just do a piece of lined paper with, you know, their name and bring back our hatchery. I'm hoping they'll do some artwork or posters or cutouts of fish with their message on it. And then local people, I thought they might be a little bit creative in how they're doing it, you know, maybe put fish labels or, I don't know, something. What we're going to do for Al and I is we're going to put a picture on our stationery of him with his king salmon a couple years ago. And that'll, you know, it was a nice big
one.
It was the one on the fridge. It's a good one. And, you know, just kind of make it a little more interesting. And then we thought we'd collect from the six locations around town and put everything in a fish box and shoot it up to Commissioner Campbell. I don't think the numbers are so important as the intent. The more the merrier, though. I'd love to see about 1,500 in there.
It's important that everybody in Petersburg understands the impact, the negative impact. Everybody in the borough has got to understand how important it is, because they ship fry all over the place. It's not just southeast. So, I mean, it's going to affect commercial and sport fish, fishermen.
Yeah.
And our economy. Mm-hmm.
And according to the hatchery, Crystal Lake produces the most troll caught kings anywhere in the whole state. And that's huge. I mean, that's the money fish. You know, they're properly cared for. They're tender, lovingly cleaned and iced and shipped out of here. And I just think that if someone just takes a minute and writes a little note of encouragement, I think we can do it. We can just let them know how we feel. Just put your pencil to paper and your thinking caps on and be creative and positive. That's the main thing. We don't want this negativity to go up there. We want it all to be positive and happy, and let's rebuild.